came up. And we're going to say like this. V'chol ha'dvarim ha'ele she'hizkarti, all those things that I mentioned previously, she'chochmas Hashem niris mehem, where the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be discerned in those items or in those creations, mishalkim l'shloisha sugim, that can be divided into three different categories. For Suga Rishon, the first category, Heim advarim shechochmas Hashem niris mehem be'oifen borur v'golui. There's certain creations that, and we can all come up with our own, right, that fit into this category, that the chochmas Hashem is evident to everybody. Everybody could see, this is, wow, niflo tzaboyre. Let's take the process of birth for an example, right? The process of development of a child, right? From a few drops of seed into a healthy child that breathes and has all the limbs in its body. I mean, a person has to be a rock, a stone, if he wants to say that that just happens. That's part of nature.
Yes, anybody, a lot of people like this.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so the average thinking human being can easily see that, yes, there's something miraculous. There's a higher power going on here, right? There's many things, okay? There's many things that fall into this category. The category, Shechochmas Hashem niris mehem ba'ofen borur v'golui. It's clear. Anybody who opens their eyes can clearly see Hashem's involved. It cannot happen on its own. Okay? Have you ever seen the process of a seed growing into a tree, right? You plant something. You plant some wheat, or you plant some... my son-in-law recently took some estrog pips. Pits in Americans, let's say. Pits, maybe. And they... Avi knows what I'm talking about. Basically, at the point you put it in some kind of a moisture bed, whether it's cotton wool or something, water with some... at the point that the seed disintegrates, at that moment where it totally disintegrates and you think that that's the end of it, out of there starts growing something. Now, a person has to be a fool to say that that's just the process of nature. That something that's totally disintegrated can suddenly sprout and a whole tree can grow out of it. Everybody can find their own examples, but that's the category, the first category of the things that you mentioned. The first category is going to be where Hashem's Chochmah is clearly discernible to any person who's willing to look. Like you said, there's plenty of people who don't want to look.
Yes.
They don't want to see. They don't want to see that.
Yes, exactly.
They don't want to believe that there's a higher, yes, power, because that obligates a person to do something, right? Okay. Ve'ein hi ne'lemes afilu me'atipshim, he says. Even fools, okay, will see this. Okay. It's not even hidden from fools. It's obvious to everyone. Ve'kol shechein me'achachomim. Obviously, chachomim. Kegoin. For example, he gives his own example. I gave you some example. He says, Mahalech Hashemesh soviv la'oretz. The rotation of the sun, right? The orbiting of the sun around the earth, or the turning of the earth to whatever. We're not going to get into that. The sun does move, by the way. That's why you have Birkat Hachama every 28 years, because there is a slight movement of the sun too. But Kedei Lohoyer Libne Adam, right? The sun rising and setting, however it happens, whether the earth moves or the sun moves or whatever happens, we're not getting into that discussion. Okay? But nobody can say that that's just some big bang. I mean, why would you want to say that? Why would you think that some big bang could create a precise mechanism that exactly to the person could work out exactly to the millisecond exactly when the sun is going to rise and when the sun is going to set and when the moon's going to come up and when the... I mean, some big explosion or in some big black hole somewhere. It's not going to do that. It's just not going to do that. Tell me whatever you like. It's just not going to happen. That's Niflo Tzaboyre that everybody can see. Avraham Avinu, when he was a young boy, right? He came to his own realization by opening his eyes and saying, one second, it can't be this. The sun sets, so it can't be that the sun is the God. There has to be someone in control. He came to the realization of Hashem through analyzing the processes of the nature. That's how he came to realize that it's work. That people can benefit from the sun. When the sun
rises,
they get together, they start working, right? People go out to work when the sun rises. That's the time. People go out, they benefit from the sun, they can see. They go out to the field, they work, they do whatever they need to do, right? And to their work until the evening when the sun sets, you gotta come in. You can't work at night. Morabu Masecha Hashem. These are the things we say. Morabu Masecha Hashem, the sun. The sun, people who know a little bit about nature, the sun makes the whole ecology, everything works by the sun. The sun is the vitamin D that we can get. The sun is Niflo Tzaboyre in the sun. That's somebody who studies it a little bit deeper, but even on a basic level, we have light, we can see, we have warmth, we have sometimes sometimes more than we want, maybe, but because Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, right? The sun, that's just one example of Marabu Masef Hashem, where everybody who opens their eyes, even a fool, can realize this is an incredible creation, the sun. Okay, and that's just one example. Vasuga Sheni, the second category of Bechina. That's the category where the Chochmas Hashem that can be discerned in this category. It's hidden from most people. Most people will not be able to see the Chochmas Hashem in this category. It's only the few very wise men, the Chachomim, right, that can understand the Ma'atim Ibnei Aliyah, people that are really holding at a very high level and have studied in depth the whole Bria and everything, they can discern as well even in this category. And what to'eles these things bring to us. U'le'edet Tzorech Nivru, what were they created for? Kegoy, for example. This needs a bit of thought, okay? Hamoves, death. How did Kodesh Baruch Hu create death? Hanoeg b'chol bosov adam. Everything dies, right? Everything created eventually dies. Anything that has life to it eventually dies in this world. Asher b'ashkofa rishoyno hu dover rama oiv. If you ask an average person, is death a good thing or a bad thing? Now, most of us are going to say, death. It's the worst thing. Nothing worse than death, right? It's the end, it's the death. It's terrible. Ach, la'mito shel dovor, who may be to'eles lo'olam. La'mito shel dovor, the truth being told, who may be to'eles lo'olam. There's a benefit, there's a to'eles to death in the world. As Chazal said on the pasuk, "Vayar Elohim is kol asher oso, v'inei toiv ma'oy." Right? V'inei toiv ma'oy. Says Chazal, "Toiv ma'oy." They are moves in the bria, in the creation, in the sheishes. At the last day, right? Yom, I think Yom at the end of the fifth day, right? Vayar Elohim is kol asher oso, v'inei toiv ma'oy. No, it's the end of the sixth day. Just before Vayakulu, right? Vayar Elohim Yizkel Asher Oso V'nei Toiv Ma'oi. Zeh Yoyim HaMoves, that's death. Right? Shlomo HaMelech HaChochum Omar, Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest man of all men, what did he say? V'shabeach ani es ha'meisim shekvar meisu min ha'chayim. I praise the dead that have already passed on min ha'chayim. Then the people that are still alive. Asher heimo chayim adena that are still alive on this earth. We have to understand that these are not poshut concepts. Okay, we said these are for people that are like Shlomo HaMelech. They have the wisdom to understand the deeper meaning of death. I'm going to read you the Pischei Lev. It's a perush on the Lev Tov, where he brings it down a little bit to our level, like to give us some concept. How could death be a good thing? Right? So he says here, To'eles le'olam mikamo to'omim geluyim v'nistorim. For various reasons, some of them revealed and some of them hidden. Echod mehem hu she'al yedei zechiras yoyim ha'moves eino odom bo lidei aveiro. The famous Mishnah Paragimel of Pirkei Avos, it says there, Akavya ben Malal el Oimer, Istakel b'shloish ha'dvorim ve'ein ato bo lidei aveiro. Shain boso, lo na to'olech, v'lifne mi ato ose din l'itze in din v'cheshbon. So this is one example how death can be used to an advantage to us to keep us away from sinning. Because if a person remembers that one day he's Chas v'Shalom, not soon, whenever after 120 he's going to pass on and he's going to have to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and give din v'cheshbon, kuch mem gimel, right at the bottom in the Pischei Lev. If a person remembers that he's going to have to get up and give din v'cheshbon, so that's a very scary thing, right? And it's gonna help him stay away from Averus. That's one advantage of the concept of death, right? Another one, v'tam noitzafushim hoya odom chay le'olam ba'olam hazeh. If a person would live ever in this world, in the physical world, lo hoya efshar lo af pam lagei le'olam haba. He'd never have the opportunity to get into the real world, the olam haba. This world is a short world. This world's a temporary passing stage, right? It's a prosdor, it's a hallway, right? It looks very fancy, right? Sometimes you walk through a hallway in a government office or in a palace, or you go visit the palaces, Champs-Élysées, whatever it's called in Paris, right? You walk in, it's dazzling, right? The hallways and everything like that, and you think you've seen like the majesty, you think you've seen it all. And suddenly you come into the chambers, the halls and the king's chambers, and you realize that hallway was just a nothing. Not even a warm-up. Just a hechetimsa to get to the beautiful, the real world. This world is just here to chap mitzvahs, to grab as much as we can, to build a beautiful world in the Olam Haba. That's what it's all about. So imagine if a person had this, no death. We have to stay. People live. Just live. What's the point? What's the point? Where are we going? What are we doing? What are we trying to get to? Yisrael gives us a perspective. It gives us a kivun. It gives us a direction. We need to hop around in this world because we want to get to that world. That's what death is about.
But after Matan Torah, Har Sinai, there were no any deaths for Jewish people. What that means?
What about Adam Harishon?
Yes, or Adam Harishon.
Pascha to Amazon, because they got to I don't want to go off track now,
yeah.
but basically, Adam Harishon was already living in the Olam HaEmes. Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, Pascha to Amazon, had they not sinned by the Egel, and they would have gone straight to Eretz built the Beit HaMikdash, they would have been living a spiritual world in this world. Would have been an Olam Haba in this world. It's not there's no, once the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great,
it's different.
So this world doesn't have any purpose anymore. Person can't sin. There's no more Nisoy, there's no, the game's over. Like when Moshiach comes, it says, before Moshiach comes, as it's getting closer, the tzaddikim, the gedolim are going to be rushing to chop around as much Torah, as much mitzvah as they can, because they know once Moshiach comes, the game's over. The revelation of the Shekhinah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great that it's not even a Nisoy anymore. It's not even hard to focus on what life's all about, because it's all there. We're living in a choshech. Toshes choshech v'hi loyla, says the Medrash, Zu Olam Hazeh. This is this world. Toshes Chodri Lola. This is a world of darkness. We think it's great. We think it's life. Computers, technology. We're living in a world of connectivity.
Fidget spinners.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Everything's amazing, right? Swimming pools, sun. It's all nothing. You listen to this. If you haven't heard this yet, it's good for you to listen to it. You know, Rav Noach Weinberg had the famous talk called the Five Levels of Pleasure. No one?
Yeah.
Five levels of pleasure. Okay. We're playing with the bottom levels here. We're getting some kind of a superficial hanor out of this world. We're not even scratching the surface of what pleasure is. The ultimate pleasure is Lis'ana Gal Hashem. When Mashiach comes, we're gonna the Shekhinah is gonna be there. It's gonna be a whole different experience. We think that okay, it's time Mashiach comes, life goes on. We go to the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. It's very nice. No, the Gilui Shekhinah is gonna be. We don't know what it is. We cry on Tisha B'Av. You know why we're crying on Tisha B'Av today? Because we don't even know what we're missing. We don't know what we're missing. We think it's some nice little building in Yerushalayim. There's no Shekhinah, we don't feel we're at Kivatetz. Kivatetz. My Rebbe, it says, this is called Ikvasa de Mashiach. This Kufa, before Mashiach comes, is called Ikvasa de Mashiach. What's the word Ikvasa? The root of the word Ikvasa is okay, the heel. What are the characteristics of the heel? So we know throughout the generations, the Dor HaMidbar, right? The Mekabli HaTorah with Dor Deo. They were the head, right? They were the Chochmah, right? The incredible Dor Deo they were called. Okay, and through the generations it moved down. We're at the heel. What is the heel? If you take a hammer and bang somebody on the heel, it doesn't feel it. It doesn't hurt. The heel is hard, it's nothing. It doesn't feel anything. Smash his heel. It doesn't feel a thing. Take a feather. And tickle somebody's heel with a feather, you got bananas, you got. Right? Why? Because that's where we're holding. We're holding artificial pleasures. We want like quick.
Microwavable.
Pleasures. Huh?
It's a microwavable generation.
Not only in the microwave, in every
now.
We don't have patience. You know, when you know this, right? When Eish HaTorah started their discovery seminar, it used to be a whole week. People would come for a whole week of these incredible shiurim and they'd sit there the whole day, like it was an incredible experience, right? Then they couldn't handle it anymore. People couldn't concentrate for a whole week, so they narrowed it down. Thursday, Friday, or maybe not Thursday, when, Thursday night.
When I did it, it was 2 days. Now it's ready,
right?
Like,
so they narrowed it down to Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, right? Okay, then they narrowed it down 2 days, you said. Okay. Today it's like a 5 hour seminar, and that it's hard to get the people to concentrate for that, for those 5 hours. People are looking for quick things, right? You're gonna go on these gadgets and flip down. WhatsApp, video, tap, 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 tap. Can't sit in one place for one thing, yeah. The spinners, right? The focus, we're mamash at the end.
We have the President of the United States.
There's nothing there anymore.
The President of the United States is sending out tweets and videos.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Yom HaMisa, right?
Like, it's interesting though, the way the world was originally created, there didn't have to be a concept of death, even though it was built in. Bottom Rishon didn't sin, there would never have been death. So it's funny that, you know, death was created but didn't have to be.
It's a good question. You know, I'm definitely not the one to answer it.
It's the beard, Ellie.
It's a good question. I'm not even gonna attempt that.
You never asked a question like that when it was true.
But it's a different world. It's a different world. That's
what. Yeah, but he's asking why in the pasuk it says v'nei tov ma'oid. Why does it talk about death if there was no death?
Yeah.
Adam Arishan.
Shem knew it was gonna happen.
No, you can answer that, but that, I think there's good answers to that question. You know, Moshe Shapira would have been the right person to ask. Rabbi Tetz, if you want, I'll email him that question for you. Yeah. I'll give you the answer. No, it's a good question. Good question. Okay, so that's what we said, right?
Yeah.
And it says, Yofesho Achas in Olam Abo, Mikol Chaye Olam Abo. Mikol Chaye Olam Aze. One moment in Olam Abo is Yofe. It's more. I'm gonna use cheap words. Okay, I'm gonna translate the word Yofe. You can't really talk about Olam Abo in terms of Olam Hazeh. In other words, a moment in Olam Abo is already wipes out any pleasure of Olam Hazeh. It's just unbelievable. Mitzad Sheni, it says that Limud HaTorah in this world can be a person who's mamash learning in this world can be greater than Olam Abo. But in Olam Abo, you can't really progress. Whatever you achieved in this world, except for your children learning can put you higher up, but I'm saying, not a chaperan, yeah, because once you get there, it's too late. That's what Moshiach, what I said before, right? The Gedolim are over. When Moshiach comes, the game's over, right? They're not, there's no chokhmah anymore, there's no kunz. It's all revealed. It's not going to be any nisoyon to learn Torah. Okay. Vasuga Shlishi, the third category. Hey, Madvorim, Shirak Chelek Michochmas Hashem, Virak Chelek Matoelet Shehei Mevim, Yudim Lon. There's a category of the Nifloi Saboire, Shirak Chelek Michochmas Hashem, only a very small fraction of the Chochmas Hashem, Virak Chelek Matoelet Shehei Mevim, and only a fraction of the Toelet that we get from it. Yuduim Lanu can be known to us. The a glimpse of what it's good for us. Ve'ikar asibo v'ta'eles shelemano nivru ne'lemesi b'ashkofa rishoino. And the main reason and ta'eles that these things were created ne'lemesi b'ashkofa rishoino. It's totally hidden from us. Bashkofer is shown at the first glance. Umishe tfunosoi me'ato eno maybe noisa. Somebody who's tfunosoi me'ato, who's got limited understanding, which is, you know, most of us, unfortunately, in today's generation, for sure. Eno maybe noisa, you can't even grasp any of this, right? Elo acharei, unless she's amed v'yizboinen bo, he has to really analyze and dwell into it in depth. Kegoin, for example, hishtanus hashono v'arbas tkufoseo. The change of seasons, right, throughout the year. We think we understand what's going on. Autumn, winter, spring, summer, it's very nice. The plants are growing, this is happening, the rain's coming, the sun's coming. Okay, we can talk about it, but do we understand what's going on here? Do we understand the toeles that a person can get from the different change of seasons and everything like that? It needs a lot of work, it needs a lot of thought to really get any kind of understanding. Why could a Shporuch have to do it this way? Why couldn't we have a perfect spring weather, right? It's beautiful, not too hot. Not too cold, hot enough to swim, but not too hot that you know that you're schwitzing. You don't need air conditioning. There's a beautiful breeze in the evening. Imagine that, right?
Los Angeles.
I can deal with that. 12 months a year, beautiful, right?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay. So then, you know. So South Africa wasn't too bad either. But it's changed now. But we grew up South Africa. Warmer and colder. Winters are much colder there, and the summers have also gone. But imagine that, right? We don't understand. Why do we have to make all the different seasons and the different rains and the sun and the dinner? Make a beautiful thing. South Africa, around 4 or 5 o'clock, you see the clouds gathering on the horizon. Half an hour later, you have a thunderstorm for like 20 minutes. Lightning, thunder. Evening's cool, beautiful. Cooled off, fresh air, crisp. Gan Eden, right?
Miami got that, but it never cooled off.
Gan Eden. We don't understand. These are things we can't understand. We can see them, but we don't have any understanding of them. It says the bottom here. Michoim lekor umikayetz lechoyrev v'chein oirech hayomim v'aleilos. Why do they have to get in summer? Why do they have to get such long days? At night, people who go to night, so they have to get up at 4 o'clock to get to davening. You know, and in England, my daughter lives in England. Shabbos comes out in the summer at 11 o'clock. Yeah. Sometimes fasting on Tisha B'Av is a disaster. It's terrible. It's possible. Who knows what that is. Kids never see Abdullah until they like bar mitzvah age in the summer. You know, you can't. So we don't understand these things. Why could Baruch Hu have to create the world that way? We can see the changes. We know that there's someone behind it, but do we understand it? What's the toilet for it? What's the reason for it? That's the third category.
But what's the difference with the second category? We say only Talmidei Chachamim can see the difference. It's more or less the same thing. It's a third category.
So here he's saying even the Talmidei Chachamim, this is something way beyond their understanding. The other thing, Yom HaMiso, the Talmidei Chacham, for example, Yom HaMiso, there could be other examples, right? They can get they can see the toelis and the reason for it.
Yeah.
This no. even the maybe Shlomo HaMelech, maybe Stomer. Okay, we will leave it today.
Okay.
Very
nice. Thank
you for that.
The England is not supposed to be.
I hear that.